coming up on episode number 852. So we've done a lot of birthday shows this year for cover stories. That is Thursday night. It is a cover story night. Someone who was born a year earlier in 1941 and who has never had a cover story here on Coverville. It's about time. By request, Wilson Pickett, who was born March 18th, 1941. He would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. We lost Wilson Pickett back in 2006, but his music lives on, and a lot of it is going to be covered for you, for your very ears, right here. Coming up on the show, you've got covers by the Plimsolls. You've got covers by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Tina Turner, and even Echo and the Bunnymen. It is the Wilson Pickett cover story that's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's March 15th, 2012. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of Wilson Pickett, great soul musician, kind of around the Sam and Dave and Otis Redding kind of sound. A lot of stuff that he put together I want to assume he was on Motown, but he might have been... Maybe he wasn't Motown. In any case, he released a lot of great music, and a lot of people have covered him. Some of his greatest hits, In the Midnight Hour, Land of a Thousand Dances, Mustang Sally, Funky Broadway. Guess what? You're going to hear a cover of all of that. All of those songs today on the show. Let's start off with a cover from a relatively new album from Huey Lewis and the News. Yes, 2 years ago, Huey Lewis and the News came out with an album, all covers, so you know it's right up my alley, called Soulsville, covering a bunch of great soul classics. I think they had a couple Wilson Pickett covers on that album, but we're going to pick one of them. We're going to pick Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You by Huey Lewis and the News from their album Soulsville.
Try to remember when we didn't have no shoes. We stuck together, just me and you. It took a long time to get what we got today. Now you wanna give it all up for another guy. Baby, I tell you, don't let green grass fool ya. We'll be right back.
sugar. Honey, honey, you are my candy girl. You got me wanting you. Oh, honey. Sugar, sugar.
Home.
From TV. Let's turn that down. A band from TV, a band that was made up of a bunch of different television personalities. Right there on vocals, you're hearing Bob Guiney, who I believe was a, I want to say he was a bachelor. I think he was a bachelor. But then you've also got James Denton from Desperate Housewives. You've got Adrian Pasdar from Heroes and Greg Grunberg, who actually assembled the project, of course, from Heroes and from a whole bunch of other J.J. Abrams projects, Alias. I want to say he was on the Kerry Russell, that Kerry Russell show, the name of which is escaping me right now, but Greg Grunberg. And there on piano, you even heard House, Mr. Hugh Laurie doing a little bit of vocals, but a lot of keyboards on that song. That is Mustang Sally, one of Wilson Pickett's biggest hits. And you'll find that cover, by the way, the Band from TV cover, on their 2008 album, Hoggin' All the Covers. Before that, Tina Turner with Robert Cray from her 1990 live album, Tina Live in Europe, doing a cover of 6345789, also known as 6345789 Soulsville. Before that, Sugar Sugar by Wilson Pickett, covering the Archies. That one you'll find on the 2008 reissue of Wilson Pickett, A Man and a Half, a great 44-track compilation of all of Wilson Pickett's greatest hits. And then we start off the set with Huey Lewis and the News from their album Soulsville. Not a bad album at all, you know, considering how, you know, how much it seemed like Huey Lewis and the News had disappeared for a while. This was an awesome comeback album from them to do an all soul, all cover album, and fits Huey Lewis's voice to a T. And that, of course, was a cover of Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You. Well, Coverville is sponsored tonight by Think Geek. Now, Easter is coming up. I know we've got St. Patrick's Day before then, but Easter's coming up. You got to start planning way ahead for these sorts of things. Do you like Easter? Do you like Easter baskets and chocolate bunnies and things like that? Do you like zombies? Do you like both of those combined into one great thing? Yes. How about a white chocolate zombie bunny? It's actually green chocolate zombie bunny that looks like, I mean, it's got, you know, exposed ribs and his eyes are all whited out. If you're a Walking Dead fan, this is the Easter Bunny present for you. What you need to do is go to ThinkGeek. Actually, here's what you need to do. Go to Coverville.com first. Click on the link for ThinkGeek and then buy yourself or your loved ones a zombie chocolate bunny. It's just one of the great things you can find over there at ThinkGeek. This is one of those things that started out as an April Fool's joke on their website and then they decided they had to make it. You know, maybe bunny aren't your thing. You could also do a chocolate zombie head bonbons with cherry brains. That's another sweet treat. A little bit less Easter Bunny and a little bit more Valentine's Day, maybe. Anyway, go to coverville.com, click the link for thinkgeek.com. It helps me out, helps you out, gets you some great stuff from ThinkGeek, stuff for smart masses. Brains. Okay. Get to the next set of music here. Another Wilson Pickett cover. This one's a little bit more familiar. A lot of people have heard this one before. I think I've played it before on one of those Thanksgiving double shot all Beatles shows. It is a cover of Hey Jude by Wilson Pickett. Great way to start the second set. And you'll find this on just about every best of album that they've released for Wilson Pickett. This one came out from the Rhino issue that came out in 1993. Here's Wilson Pickett with Hey Jude.
A sad song and make it better. Remember to let her in your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid, you are made to go out and get her. The minute
Oh,
Rolling Stones from their 1964 album 12x5. That is If You Need Me, originally done by Wilson Pickett. Great. Oh, man. You know, if you haven't listened to those really early Rolling Stones albums, you're missing out. It's such a different style of music than the stuff they did in their middle, or certainly the stuff they're doing these days. Really, really incredible soulful sound. Rolling Stones with If You Need Me. Before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Of course, you recognize John Fogerty's voice with 99 and a half. That one comes from a 2009 reissue of Creedence Covers the Classics. Jimmy Barnes, right before that, covering Wilson Pickett's I Found a Love. That one you'll find on his 1991 album Soul Deep. Jimmy Barnes, Australian vocalist, member of Cold Chisel, or lead vocalist for Cold Chisel. The Plimsolls, right before that, from the 1981 album The Plimsolls Plus. Yeah, Plimsolls, who did A Million Miles Away very famously in the 80s. That one comes, that was a cover of Wilson Pickett's Mini Skirt Mini. And then we start off the set with Hey Jude, The Beatles. You know that. Wilson Pickett from The Very Best of Wilson Pickett from 1993, a cover there of The Beatles' Hey Jude. Well, do you like audiobooks? Started out the other thing with, do you like Easter bunnies? Let's go a different route. How about them audiobooks, huh? You're listening to audio programming right now. You're listening to Coverville, and you're listening to that through some form of audio provider, whether it's your iPod, your iPhone, your Android device, your computer, whatever. However you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can listen the same way to an audiobook or several audiobooks or other kinds of audio programming from Audible. Try them right now by going to audibletrial.com/Coverville. It's free, completely free. Sign up. You get to try them out free for 30 days. You can cancel at any time, and you can even get a free audiobook in the process. Maybe you want to listen to The Help. Maybe you saw the movie. You want to read the book or hear the book that it's based on. Angela's Ashes, Water for Elephants, The Kite Runner. All of the Hunger Games books are on there. I'm actually about two-thirds of the way through the paper version of the book. But loving that. If you have not checked out The Hunger Games, you've got about a week and a half until the movie comes out. Actually, about a week. But you could do it. With an audiobook, you can do that, right? You've got your commute to and from the office, or you want to listen while you're sitting at home. Instead of watching TV, listen to a book. Great way to do it. And go to audibletrial.com/Coverville to try a free audiobook and try their service for free for 30 days. Do it today. Last set of music, and we've kind of kept it in the soul realm, right? We've heard even artists who are established, new wave artists or pop artists doing soul covers, like Huey Lewis and the Plimsolls and Creedence Clearwater Revival. Let's go ahead and kind of turn things a little bit on their ear, starting with a cover by The Dynamics from their 2000 album Version Excursions. Here is their cover of the classic Wilson Pickett song. Now you got me saying Wilson Phillips. Originally done by Fats Domino and Chris Kenner, here is Land of a Thousand Dances.
No, I don't own it. yay, yay, funky, funky Broadway. Down on Broadway, yay, there's a crowd now. Name of the crowd, baby, a Broadway crowd. Broadway, wiggle my legs now, baby. Shake your head now, baby. Well, do the jingling now, baby. Shake, shake, shake now. You don't know, oh baby. Yeah, you don't know now. Yeah, do the funky Broadway. Dirty, beauty Broadway. Don't I like Broadway? Ah, a Broadway. Now on Broadway, there's a man. Name of the man, Broadway man. Down on Broadway.
Thank you. a wonderful lady whom I admire very much by the name of Mums Mabley. Sung a song about a lot of great men. But you know, somehow or another, I still feel that there's a lot of great men to be sung about. I got some friends, ladies and gentlemen, who have gone on before me. And I hope you don't mind if I take a little time out to tell you about them. Anybody here seen my friend Nat King Cole? Can you tell me where have he gone? The last thing I heard him say, he was gonna look back over his life, and before he could do it, he was gone. Oh, before he could do it, he was gone. And has anybody here seen my friend Sam Cooke? Can anybody tell me where Sam is gone? The last thing he told me, that a chain was gonna come. Oh, before he could see it, he was gone.
Another track from that. Wilson Pickett, A Man and a Half album, came out in 2008, originally found on an album called Pickett Wilson. That is a cover, a sort of cover of Abraham, Martin, and John, originally done by Dion, but changed slightly to talk about Nat King Cole, Sam Cooke, and Otis Redding. A great, great touching song, especially the end there. Man, God, that just, I swear that gets me. Cole, Cooke, and Redding by Wilson Pickett. Before that, Echo and the Bunnymen with their cover of In the Midnight Hour, a great, great cross cover song, you know, a great song that can cross so many genres. Roxy Music did such a great version of that. I think I played that recently on the Brian Ferry Roxy Music Show. Cover right there comes from Crystal Days, 1979 to 1999, basically an anthology of Echo and the Bunnymen's work, a nice little book that you get there. came out in 2005 and included that great track right there. Before that, Funky Broadway by Suda Chunbarn. That is a version of Wilson Pickett's tune done from Thailand from a 2004 album called Thai Beat A Go Go Volume 2. Kind of weird hearing somebody from Thailand singing about Funky Broadway. That's why I had to include it. The Dynamics injecting a little bit of reggae into The Land of a Thousand Dances. That one comes from their 2007 album, Version Excursions. Now, the song was popularized by Wilson Pickett. So many people have covered it. Roy Orbison, Jimmy Barnes also did a version of that. The Residents. I tried to get a copy of The Residents version for this, but couldn't find it. Originally done by Fats Domino and Chris Kenner, right there, Land of a Thousand Dances. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can email me. If you have a request or an idea or suggestion of your very own, please, please do email me about it. Coverville@gmail.com is that email address. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can go to coverville.com. That is the hub, the epicenter, the headquarters of everything cover song related that you could ever want. You've got a search, song search there. You've got archives of old shows, and you can sign up to become a Coverville citizen. Get a t-shirt, get DVD, get episodes of Coverville bonus tracks delivered right into your hot little hands and hot little ears right there at coverville.com. Also, if you have an iPhone, iPod, iPad, maybe you're getting one of the new iPads, make sure you go to the Apple iTunes store and do a search for Coverville. Not only can you subscribe to the podcast, but well, there's an app for that, a Coverville app that'll let you do those searches, those song searches, while you're out and about on the go. So look for that on the Apple iTunes store. We'll be back next week. I'm actually looking at a potential missing day next week, so it might be on Tuesday, or we might jump right to next Thursday. But in any case, the next episode of Coverville next week, either a Tuesday night show or a Thursday night show. Look for it then, and then we'll be back on our regular schedule. Until then, that's the next part. This is Brian Abbott Singh. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to find podcasts so good, all you're going to want to do is ride around Frog Pants. Ride, Frog Pants, ride.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.